reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
And good Saturday morning. Welcome to Sports Talk, driven by LongmineAuto.com. I'm Greg Ray, Tim Miller. Might have to reintroduce myself. It's been a while since I've been in the chair.
It has been a little bit, Greg.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. See, we had state track meet 3 weeks ago, and then I was on vacation the last 2 weeks, and back at it. And this Saturday morning, we'll be visiting with our Emporia High KVOE Student Athlete of the Year, Cam Geitz. Previously, last week, you talked with Ping Wang, the Emporia High Coach of the Year, and Gracie Gilpin, the Emporia High Female Student Athlete of the Year. She, by the way, today will be playing in the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association All-Star Game tonight. She'll be, I think, part of the blue team. So wish her well and hope she has a fun time in Salina. And then 2 weeks ago, we had our area coach and athletes, and Chris Schmidt, who will be coaching one of the teams at the All-Star Game.
I think the blue team.
Blue team that also includes one of his former players, Derek Holting, and also trying to – I didn't write that down. I do have that information with me. Toby Miller of Linden will also be on that blue team, and Trevor Quaney of Burlingame will be on the gold team today on the boys' side of things, so wish them well. And then our area athletes, Abby Peak from Lebo, who will be coming to Emporia State to play volleyball, and Casey Helm, who has had a tremendous senior high school year playing football, and then also with his track and field accomplishments, state champion in both the shot put and the discus, and headed to Princeton. They were all on earlier. So with that, we say, first off, why don't you pull up the microphone a little bit closer, Cam, and first off, congratulations. Just as a little bit of a background, the way this works, every year at the end of the school year, we send out notes and letters to the coaches and say, hey, we're looking for nominations for Emporia High Senior Student Athletes, both male and female, and Coach of the Year. After we get those nominations from the coaches, we'll send them out to our businesses that sponsor our Emporia High broadcast, and they do the voting, and they voted Cam Geitz as the KVOE Male Student Athlete of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Cam, this past year and most of his high school career, football, swimming, and baseball, I know at least for the last 2 years it was swimming. I know, what, all 4 years baseball and all 4 years football?
Yep.
And also freshman year, also had basketball. Did you swim your junior year or sophomore year?
Yeah. So I still swam sophomore, junior, senior year.
So 3 years doing that, and so three-sport athlete. And did you have a favorite?
Whatever's in season, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I always loved baseball growing up, but this year I think I had the most fun playing football.
You know, people may look at the record and say, how can you have fun when you're not winning games? But as I've talked to coaches and athletes over the years, a lot of times it's not always about the wins and losses. Yeah, you always try to do your best and you always want to win games, but sometimes it's the preparing to win those games that means the most. That means being out at practice, even though nobody rather ever confesses they love practice. And then it's just being able to, as we talked before we came on the air, for you and your group of classmates, you had to go through COVID. You had the stretch where you were quarantined for a full semester. Just to be able to be out there and competing with classmates and with friends, that had to be the biggest plus.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, I think like playing games, obviously, and trying to do your best at competing is great. But, I mean, just like day in and day out in practice trying to get better. And then at bottom line, just having fun playing sports. Because, I mean, no one's getting drafted out of high school to go play professional sports. So, bottom line, just having fun with your friends. Because, I mean, things like this you're going to remember the rest of your life. So, you just got to cherish it now. And looking back, that you really don't get it back again. So, just like trying to have fun and like with your friends is great, I think.
So what made this football season enjoyable for you?
I mean, I just think that there's something about football that you need 11 guys going in the right direction, and if you don't have one, then you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. And so I think that just like the brotherhood of football and like the camaraderie of it all just really, really made it a lot of fun this year.
You mentioned you play, you like baseball, but before we get to baseball, I'm going to go to swimming. What drew you to swimming?
I mean, to be quite honest, one of my friends told me sophomore year that swimming is going to really help me a lot with baseball. And so, I mean, I kind of jumped at that. And then as I got into it more, Coach Dawson was a lot of fun to be with. She really pushed us. And Coach Metz really did the same. They were just great, like, supporting, like, coaches. And so they just made it a lot of fun. Like, practice was fun, but it was always competitive. And the fact that, I mean, like, swimming's all time-based, and so you're really just competing against yourself to see, like, day in and day out how you're doing, whether you're getting better or not.
And then, of course, baseball being your favorite. For you this past season, how would you assess your season?
I don't know. I mean, I had a lot of fun playing baseball this year. I mean, there were some times, I'm not going to lie, to get a little bit long. But, I mean, I had a lot of fun this year.
And you're still playing some baseball. You're part of the senior Spartan baseball team. I guess you play again on Tuesday.
Yep.
And first off, congratulations. I know you were named All-League for football and All-League for softball. Those are two nice honors.
Thanks, yeah.
What about things away from the field, away from the pool, just things you like to do when you're not playing sports?
I mean, just kind of hanging out with my friends, you know. Yesterday, we went and hung out last night. That was a lot of fun. Just kind of hanging out, playing cards and messing around.
So what's next for Cam Geitz?
I mean, this fall I'm going down to Fort Worth, Texas to study finance at TCU. That's gonna be a good time, and I'm really excited for sure.
So what set TCU apart for you?
I mean, just like how academically rigorous it was. And, I mean, we had our orientation last week, and so they just really, like, hit on the fact that like, you're down there for a reason, and it's, like, to get a great education, but they're not going to baby you through it. And so most people down there actually are not from Texas. So just kind of growing up in Kansas and, I mean, not necessarily having, like, the same lifestyles down there, but, like, having some of the same, like, values and stuff, and that's what really drew me to Fort Worth.
And being able to go down to Texas and be in the heart of Big 12 country, I know you probably, I'll guarantee this, you're going to get the itch. You're going to be saying, I want to be out there on the football field. I want to be practicing again. But being at TCU, that's a different level, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm probably going to stick to the fraternity sports.
So for you, as you look back at your high school career at Emporia High, what kind of stands out? What are some of the memories you'll take with you now that you've graduated from Emporia High?
I think trying to do everything in the pandemic really is really memorable. I mean, obviously everybody's going to remember this, but, I mean, just trying to, like – manage everything, keep everything as normal as possible while understanding like the health risks and everything. That was really memorable. And football sophomore year was a really memorable for sure. I think I obviously wasn't playing, but seeing everybody that like in that senior class was do well and excel was really good, really cool to see. Yeah.
Did that help that sophomore year? Did that help motivate you going into, because you were the starting quarterback, both your junior and your senior year. Did that kind of help motivate you, what you saw happen your sophomore year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just seeing all those seniors when I was a sophomore kind of like set the standard for what's expected. That was really big for sure.
Well, Cam, first off, congratulations on a successful career at Emporia High School. Congratulations on being voted the KVOE Emporia High Male Student Athlete of the Year. We congratulate you on your success. We wish you a lot of success down at TCU and hope you enjoy your time down in Texas and get the education that you want to get. And I wish you success throughout the rest of your life.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Cam Geitz. He is our KVOE, Emporia High Male Student Athlete of the Year. Again, he joins Gracie Gilpin as the Female Student Athlete of the Year, and Ping Wang is the Coach of the Year at Emporia High. And again, also congratulations to Chris Schmidt, the Area High School Coach of the Year, along with Abby Peak, the Area High School Female Athlete of the Year, and Casey Helm, the Area Male Student Athlete of the Year. With that, we'll take our first break. We'll be back with more right after this timeout. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongmineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. And everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why, at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available, too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those, too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And welcome back. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongmineAuto.com. Greg Ray along with Tim Miller, and we're now joined on the Sutherland studio line by Curtis Simons, who is the athletic director for only a short time longer at Emporia High School. He joins us on the Sutherland studio line, where free in-store pickup is available on thousands of items when you buy online. Good morning, Curtis. How are you today?
Pretty good. Good morning.
So is your calendar, you got all the red marks on the days that you've finished, and you only have about a week left as being the athletic director at Emporia High?
Yeah, actually, Thursday or Friday will be my last official day. I got some vacation days used up or saved up, and then we're going to Kodiak Island on June 25th up in Alaska. We've got a trip planned.
Now, Curtis, is this an official retirement? I mean, are you really going to be done?
Yeah, definitely. Last time it took me 5 days to change my mind. This time, I don't foresee anything happening. Of course, you never do, but this is it. I'm hanging it up. After 36 years, I finally get to graduate.
Well, congratulations.
Well, first, on behalf of the coaches and Emporia High and the community, we say thank you for deciding to come back and filling in a time of emergency and serving one more year as the athletic director at Emporia High School. And you're turning those reins over to Bo Welch, and I know Bo's going to do an outstanding job, and I'm sure he's been following you around like a little puppy dog here the last couple of days.
Yeah, at the end of the school year, his planning period's the last block of the day, and he's been coming in, and we've been meeting, and probably 3 or 4 years ago, Vicki Price and I, we started putting together things to do, and we have a Google Doc, and it's about probably 12, 13 pages long, and it has phone numbers and contact information and times of year, things that we do, things for different sports, like getting ready for the cross country. We have a cross country meet September the 10th. It's like 1,000 runners, and there's things that you have to line up ahead of schedule. You can't just show up the day of the meet and expect to have a successful meet. And there's a lot of pre-planning. Like right now, this time of year, this is when you get a lot of things done because you don't have kids in school and coaches that are in the office every day. And it's just, we just, this time of year, it's you just get things planned and prepped and ready to go.
So besides travel, Curtis, what are some things you'll be doing to keep yourself occupied?
My nephew, he has an eighth-grade son that's a pretty good athlete down in McAllister, Oklahoma, and he plays football, baseball, and basketball, and I'm going to watch him compete. He's a really good football player. I guess he's a linebacker and a running back, and very athletic, and it'll be nice to go see family members compete. And out in Western Kansas, I have a couple cousins out there too that compete at Leota. So it'll be nice to see family members compete in athletics.
Well, your life in education, this is how many years have you been in education?
36 years.
36 years. It started where? At Hoisington? Then
Hoisington High School. I was there for 7 years as a wrestling coach and a volleyball coach. And then in 1993, I came here as a wrestling coach and volleyball coach. For 11 years, I coached here at Emporia High School. And then I was 9 years, I was a building principal at Hartford High School. And then there were some budget cuts, and then I became a principal at the elementary, in the Osh Rapids Elementary. The last couple of years I was there, I was a building principal at two buildings 6 miles apart. And then now the last 9 years I've been here at Emporia High School as the athletic director and assistant principal.
So when you were at Fort Hays State going through the education program, becoming a teacher, did you ever envision yourself being a principal, being an athletic director, or did you kind of envision yourself being a wrestling coach most of your career?
Actually, after my second year of teaching at Hoisington, I got my master's degree in educational administration in 1990. It's when I finished up, and I always thought I'd like to be an athletic director, and I just didn't know the size of the school or where. But I went ahead and got my master's degree, and before I got married and started a family, and before it helped pay wise too, and so. I'd kind of envisioned being an athletic director. I just didn't know when in my career or when. It's just nice to have your options open. And I had that. And then in 1990s when I finished up with that degree, and then I didn't become an administrator until August of 2004 is when I went to Hartford.
Well, but asking you to pick out some highlights from your career, I know is going to be a challenge, but I'm going to go out on a limb here, and the thing that you'll miss the most, I'm guessing, will be the interaction with the students and the athletes.
Yeah, definitely the kids and watching them mature and develop. And you know, there's a lot of Kodak moments. The first time that we won state, the first year I was here, we had one returning qualifier back, Matt Wechter, and we won league that year in wrestling, the 13th year in a row that we'd won league. And it was kind of ironic. I was at Fort Hays at a wrestling camp, and Bob Gonzalez, I was talking to him. I said, "Hey, who's going to get the Emporia High wrestling job?" He said, "Well, they offered me the job a couple days ago." I said, "You're taking it, aren't you?" He says, "No." He goes, "I have three returning state placers back." He says, "Next year we're changing the league format to a dual meet format instead of a tournament." And he goes, "We're going to beat Emporia next year." And the next day, Emporia called and offered me the job. And we beat two of the three state placers at Shawnee Heights, and Jesse West beat the Pergola kid, and Kevin Hines beat the Henshaw kid, and we won league 31-27. We beat Shawnee Heights, and they were second in the league. And I mean, that was just the kids. Our kids here, they didn't. I wrestled in college too, so that helped. But they didn't know anything on their feet, like setups and shrugs and overties, drags, redrags, fakes. There's snap downs. There's all kinds of, you know, wrestling's a big chess game, and we got a lot better on our feet, and it was just fun. That the next year we won state in 95, and we won state in 96 with a bunch of young kids, and then in 2000 we were top two at state six years in a row, and then in 2000 we won state again, and that year Emporia High was the only team to have two high school All-Americans on the same team. Dusty Spaulding was a national champion. Chad Everett was fifth at nationals, and we were ranked 27th in the nation. And we had a great group of athletes. And like, you know, it doesn't matter what sport you have. There's three things you got to have a great team. You got to have athletes, 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 and you know, and like the coaches, I tell my coaches, you know, I guess that I'm proud of. We really stressed the three-sport athletes here. The first year that I came here, we had three seniors that did three seasons of sport. And then the next year, we had two seniors. And since then, we're getting like, you know, anywhere from 9 to 10 to 11 seniors. And I tell the coaches, your best recruiters are your kids. You know, you work the kids hard. You can have fun working hard. But your kids, get your kids to help you recruit other kids. Just like Cam Geitz, he talked about this morning. There's kids that somebody, one of his friends talked to him about swimming. And every senior, when they're seniors, The kids that do three season athletes, we take a picture, and it's going to, there's a, we publicize and recognize, and we stress that, you know, be a part of being part of the team. You don't have to be the quarterback. You don't have to be the point guard, you know, but you just being a part of something positive. And then every senior gets their own plaque. Johnson's make up these plaques. And then we also put a plaque up in the front commons area, and it's a large plaque up there right by the Spartan Saber Shack. And that's going to be there forever. And the kids, you come back 10, 20 years from now, come back for a class reunion, you can come back and you see your picture up there in the hallway. And that's just a great feeling.
Curtis, is there a pretty good chance that folks could see you at a few wrestling practices?
Yeah, well, possibly. For 6 months, I can't do anything that's associated with the school. So it's possible. I enjoy wrestling. I miss not being able to coach wrestling and not, you know, volleyball. I like coaching volleyball too. You know, that was another Kodak moment. We took second in state. Sherry Nelson was the head coach, and we had a really good group of athletes. The year before, we were 33-2 on JV, and we won all three tournaments, and we had a good nucleus of kids. That was the Megan Wright was on. She was on varsity that year. Mary Logan and Kitty Evans and the Snyder girl. We had some Meredith Phillips. We had some pretty good. You know, once again, you got to have the athletes. We took second state. We lost in the finals to Lawrence High, but I miss wrestling.
As you look at high school athletics and the way it's evolved, I'm sure it has changed a lot since you first got involved.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anymore, Keisha, you know, and Gary Musselman, I remember I was on the executive board of directors, and the summer stuff, he says, he called it a Pandora's box. He says, we can open up the summer stuff, you know, more than just your camps and doing the summer. And anymore, coaches, it's you've got to do the summer stuff. You if you don't, you're going to fall way behind. And you know, Gary Musselman, they, like I said, they opened up that Pandora's box that you can do a lot of, you know, clinics and camps and this open gym sessions. And it's if you don't, you're just like swimming and football and basketball and wrestling and tennis. You've got to. It's just anymore. It's kids, you know, I used to coach cadet nationals. I did that for 5 years and five summers, and you couldn't back then, and you know, you couldn't coach your own kids, but I got to coach other kids. What was nice, I got to work with the best coaches in the state of Kansas, and you learn from them, and you got to work with the best kids. And I, Bo Manis from Slana South, I got to coach him at junior nationals. He won nationals his junior year and got a scholarship to OU. It was really nice to be a part of that. It's, but like I said, anymore, you've got to do the summer stuff. If not, you're not going to keep up with the Joneses.
Curtis, you have been here through the changes in the Centennial League. Talk a little bit about having to navigate through that.
It's unfortunate. This all started, the league started to break up because of football. Keisha changed now that, you know, before you had your districts, your four pod districts, well, they changed that to you have to have a winning record to host the first round of the playoffs. And Shawnee Heights, they basically had a proposal not to play the 6A schools in football. And the league, we voted, and I understood, and I voted, you know, to not play the 6As. But part of being in the league is it's easier to schedule. And so Shawnee Heights is what kind of started that domino effect, schools leaving the league. And that was probably one of the main reasons why I came back this year, because we lost three league schools, Topeka West, Topeka Seaman, and Highland Park. And you know, and like in basketball, we play everybody twice. Instead of finding one game, now you have to find seven games. And so it's being familiar with other 5A, 6A athletic directors definitely help. And so I, before Christmas, I had all the schedule for the next 2 years for basketball. The home and aways were set. So that was probably, you know, the main reason why I came back, because it helps to be familiar with teams and stuff. And we actually wrote a letter. We wanted to get into the Frontier League. And the Frontier League, they're worried about their size, because we're a large 5A school. Our demographics, I mean, we don't get 100 kids out for football like some of the 5A schools. And our numbers and stuff, there's we're not, even though we're a large 5A. So anyways, long story short, I've went out and I scheduled, like, Ottawa, we open up our boys and girls basketball. We go to Ottawa next year, opening Friday. We picked up Spring Hill. We picked up Paola. So, volleyball, we picked up Tonganoxie and Baldwin. So there's a method to my scheduling. I went after the Frontier League schools, and we need to have good sportsmanship when we play them. We need to have good, close, competitive games. And hopefully this next time around, there's a rumor that one of the league schools may be getting out and going to another league. And that would be great if Emporia High could fit into that Frontier League. Now, the Frontier League, it's not a weak league. You look at the baseball and the basketball and the softball. They had some teams that placed top four at state. And so it's a competitive league, but overall, I think that would be, in my opinion, a better league for us than the current Centennial League, because there's a lot of 6A schools, and Washburn Rural and Manhattan, they just get a lot of kids out for sports, and it's hard to keep up the numbers game.
So it sounds like that you anticipate probably more changes coming down the road at some point.
Yeah, and there's a couple of teams that some possibly other schools that may be coming into the Centennial League, but I don't know, I'm not for sure, but we'll just have to wait and see how things are changing, and I just think the Frontier League would be a great fit for us, and you look at the schools, Bonner Springs is quite a ways away, but play them on a Friday night basketball game, don't play them on a school night, Tuesday or Tonganoxie. You can make the schedule work where you don't have the really, really long trips, the longer trips. And I think that was part of the dilemma or the reason why it's a little bit of increased travel for some of those schools. But the 5A schools, Spring Hill, they're growing. They're a 5A school. Bonner Springs is 5A. I just think that would be a great fit for our school.
You need to introduce some of those Eastern Kansas schools to the Western Kansas schools, where a regular trip could be the short trip is the 2-hour trip.
Oh yeah, I grew up in Scott City, and the state wrestling meet my senior year was at Hayden High School, which was amazing because the place was packed. But we at Scott City, we have to travel, and it's one of those things, and the travel is what's nice. You got I-35 and you got the turnpike. That's pretty good. Four-lane highways, that's pretty good. Ottawa's close by. Baldwin, Eudora is in that league. Lewisburg. I just think that would be a great fit for us.
Well, and we're visiting with Curtis Simons, who is Emporia High's athletic director, retiring effective the end of this month. After 36 years in education, and to which we say thank you for all that you've done in education and the classroom and the practice room and all everywhere that you've had a hand on it, and of course as athletic director, one thing that just came out this last week, this year they put it before the schools. Do you want the multiplier for the private schools? And the schools voted in favor of. For classification purposes, private schools using the multiplier. Now it goes to the State Board of Education and to the Kansas Legislature. Were you a little surprised by some of the votes that came out on that?
No, the 6As, they voted against it because what's going to happen, the multiplier, Missouri has a 1.3 multiplier already for all the private schools in Missouri. They have a weighting factor. In Texas, they have a private school state and they have a public school state. So there's a lot more privates in Texas, of course, and a lot more schools. But the 6As, what happens, you're going to have like the 5A school is going to be going to 6A. And there's basically, it's a three-step process to change the weighting factor in the state of Kansas. The first hurdle has already been met. The second one is probably going to be the toughest because there's six classifications in Kansas, and each classification has to approve it. And I really don't see 6A approving that because the 5As, the current 5As, the schools there, they'd rather not have them in 6A. And so I really don't see that hurdle or that step being met. And even the 5A schools kind of didn't want the weighting factor because some of those 5A schools, like, I guess, I don't know if I should, well, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. James Academy, Bishop Carroll, there's Bishop Miege is a 4A that would go to 5A, and the 6A schools would rather not have them, and it's one of those things. I don't see the second hurdle being met, but the second hurdle or the second step is met, and the next step, it has to be a state legislature change, which is going to be quite a process when you get the legislatures involved. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. I would venture to say I don't see the 6As or even possibly the 5As approving that. If that doesn't happen, then it'll stop there. But we'll just have to wait and see how things shake out.
Well, the other part of it is you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. I looked at the proposal, and it's a well-written. I think it's Jeff Hines, the athletic director from Paola. He's been pushing for this for quite some time, and he's kind of a man on a mission. And it's, like I said, it's quite a step process. And there's three steps, and the first step has been met, and so they're going to the next step or hurdle, I guess you might say. But I will say the last 9 years working in Emporia State, we have a very good working relationship. Kent Weiser, I mean, like the tennis courts year before last, we shared our courts with ESU. And like when we had a lot of rain in May, we shared the softball fields at Trussler. And we've had a very good working relationship. And Kent Weiser has been so easy to work with. The regional track meet, we shared workers. Emporia State provided, we provided workers. A couple of years ago, the soccer, they didn't have a place yet to play, and they played out at Emporia High. We've done a very good job of sharing facilities, sharing people, workers, and it's just been a great, great environment for both institutions.
I know in being involved with both sides both sides at times feel like there's pros and cons of being both ways, but it pays off when you can get along together and you can realize, we're Emporia, Kansas. We're not Wichita. We're not Kansas City. We're not Topeka, where there are multiple facilities for both college and both the high school. And when you can share facilities, it makes a difference because you can have a couple of really nice just individual facilities, and if you can share them, it makes a world of difference.
Exactly. And then, facilities too. You look back at the Jones Building, what a great indoor practice facility. When I first came here, Britton Hart had written a grant for $350,000. We had to raise $175,000 to get the grant. And when I started, we were about 80,000 short, and 80,000 short. And Vicki Price, I asked her, I said, hey, you think I can get that money raised? Because we had 2 months to raise the money because the grant was running out in October the 1st. And I called and got an extension, and in 8 months we had the other $78,000 raised, and it's just a great feeling. When I see kids, we on weekends in the wintertime, that place is busy from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we got soccer going on in there. You got softball, baseball. At the Jones Building, it's a great indoor practice facility, and it's just the community really stepped up, and it was nice to be a part of that. And it was funny too. I got a quick story. When the guy was putting the netting up, he said, I've been doing this for 14 years, and he goes, this is only the second high school that I put an indoor nets up. He says, most of the time it's college or pros that I do this stuff. And after he worked here, he was on his way out to the Denver Broncos to do some work in their indoor practice facility. So the community, it's just an awesome feeling when they stepped up and pledged money and donated money for that indoor practice facility. That's something that's going to be around a long time.
Well, Curtis, again, we say thank you for everything you've done for Emporia High and for the Emporia community. And from the time you came as the wrestling coach at Emporia High to now where you're wrapping up your position as athletic director, we say thank you and appreciate everything you've done. It's been a successful run, and we wish you well during your retirement.
Yeah, thank you very much. I plan on going to the Pittsburgh game.
There you go.
I'll be around.
I didn't think you would just fade off into the sunset, but look forward to seeing you around and enjoy your retirement.
Thank you.
That is Curtis Simons, who is still the athletic director at Emporia High for just a couple more days, another week or so. And then Bo Welch will take over as the athletic director at Emporia High. But he's been involved with a lot at Emporia High, starting when he came as the wrestling coach at Emporia High, and also was helped out on the volleyball side. He was even the head volleyball coach for a season. So,
I had actually forgotten the fact that he coached volleyball until he mentioned that. Of course, he's so well known for wrestling.
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah.
What a great career!
And then keeping everything floating along during the. His career as the athletic director at Emporia High, which it sounds like it's an easy job, but it's not.
Well, and particularly, you know, the fact with what happened with the league. I mean, that's a tough thing to get through, and you know, then you try to schedule. I mean, it can be a real headache.
That, and then you also deal with coaches. You also deal with parents students and the student athletes. And there's a lot that goes on, and you have to be very diplomatic in that position. And I think he did a job well done, Curtis Simons. We'll take our final break, and we'll be back with our final segment of Sports Talk right after this timeout. This is Sports Talk driven by LongmineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different, and everyone knows that. Depending on your stage of life, your needs will continue to change. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available too. We have a professional sales team that can match your needs with the right new Chevy or Buick models. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we've got those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Remember, after the sale, our award-winning service will always be ready to keep you on the road. Our commitment to you, our customer, will always be there. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza, where we do business right. Chevy, find new roads.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back. Saturday morning sports talk driven by LongmineAuto.com. Down to about our final 4 minutes or so of this morning. Actually, we got 5 minutes left. If we want to, we can even go a little bit longer. But last night, Royals winners as they defeat the Oakland A's 5-1. Daniel Lynch struggled in the second inning, but ends up going five. Had his career high 10 strikeouts on the night. Royals pitching combined for 16 strikeouts, which is a season high for them. Salvador Perez hitting his 10th homer of the season. Joining a list of only four players who have had at least 10 home runs in 10 seasons as a career in the Royals. And when you sit down and look at it, it doesn't sound like a whole lot since the Royals have been around since 1969. George Brett's on that list. He had 15 seasons with 10 or more home runs. Amos Otis with 11. Alex Gordon with 10. And then Salvador Perez is on there now joining that list. But when you start looking at it, a lot of players haven't spent 10 years with the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah. And it's, you think about 10 seasons with 10-plus home runs, too. The Royals have never been considered a real power team, even in the heyday when they were really, really good. Salvador Perez obviously having a Hall of Fame-type career, and I know he's had a little bit of struggle this year. Hitting, I think, .214 right now, but there's certainly been some signs of him coming around. And then, of course, Andrew Benintendi continues to have a great season for them. A couple more hits last night, hitting over .300, and you mentioned Lynch already. So some good things happened last night, and it'd be nice to see them be able to build a little momentum, maybe get on a little bit of a streak, and try to maybe make this season not so dreary. I'm certainly not anticipating any type of a playoff run, but just seeing some good baseball being played for a stretch would certainly be a plus.
Yeah. Speaking of baseball, Emporia Junior Spartans will be playing at a tournament out at the Trussler Sports Complex. They play today twice, once at 2:30 against Fort Scott and at 7 o'clock against Lawrence. And tomorrow they'll play at 2:30 against the Barn. And then at 4:45 against McPherson. This is being put on by, hosted by sorts, by Emporia State's baseball team. Every weekend they seem to have a kind of a traveling team type of tournament. If you want to go out and watch them play, it's $5 a day. And they did put out a note yesterday on Twitter that there will be free popsicles available for anyone under the age of the daily high temperature. And I'm sure if you're older than the daily high temperature,
well, I'm sure they'll give you one, but I don't know if you want to be out there, really. I mean, you know, it'd be a little uncomfortable.
And it's BYOS, bring your own sunscreen. Make sure you bring your sunscreen, your shade with you as well. Also, today, four area high school basketball players playing in the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association All-Star Game in Salina. Gracie Gilpin of Emporia High playing in the girls' game. On the boys' side, Derek Holting of Olpe and Toby Miller of Linden. And Trevor Quinney of Burlingame will be playing in that. And Chris Schmidt of Olpe is the blue team coach in that particular All-Star game. It's being played in Salina on the Kansas Wesleyan campus is where that will take place. Also, next week is the Shrine Bowl. For those that are interested, and a couple of area players will be playing in that. It'll be held at Pittsburgh. Garrett Fager of Osage City and Ted Skolsky of Olpe will be on the East Squad. That's next Saturday for the Shrine Bowl High School All-Star Football Game. College World Series underway in Omaha. Yesterday, Oklahoma beats Texas A&M 13-8. Notre Dame defeats Texas 7-3. Today it's Arkansas-Stanford in the afternoon, Mississippi-Auburn in the evening game. The College World Series is one of those things that's on my sports
on your bucket list. Bucket list. Yeah, I tell you what, I've heard people who have gone just have a wonderful time. And I think it'd be certainly a cool thing to go see.
Also this past week, FIFA announced that Kansas City will be hosting one of the hosts for the World Cup Soccer in 2026, so everybody in Kansas City is excited for that.
And I think the folks in Denver were a little upset.
I think so, and there are probably a couple of other places that they weren't chosen. And Kansas City would have been disappointed if they weren't chosen, but Kansas City chosen along with Boston, Philadelphia, Miami, the New York, New Jersey area, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta in the United States, along with Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles from Canada. Vancouver and Toronto, and from Mexico, Guadalajara, Monterrey, Mexico, and Mexico City were all selected to be host sites for the 2026 World Cup Soccer Tournament. Also this past week, Golden State winning the NBA championship. They're 7th overall, 4th in the last 8 years. Former Kansas Jayhawk Andrew Wiggins becoming the 14th former KU Jayhawk to win an NBA championship. 5th player since Bill Self has taken over as coach at KU. He joins Wayne Simmons, Mario Chalmers, who has won 2 national NBA championships, Brandon Rush, Sasha Kahn, Clyde Lavellet, who holds the distinction of having won 3 NBA championships, Maurice King, Wilt Chamberlain, who won 2, JoJo White, who was part of 2 NBA championship teams, Bill Bridges, Jock Vaughn, Paul Pierce, Scott Pollard, and Markieff Morris.
Yeah, and Andrew Wiggins had a whale of a series. I mean, certainly Steph Curry certainly deserved MVP, but the next guy in line, certainly I think you could make a pretty good case for Andrew Wiggins, who has really kind of found his niche there in Golden State. He fits in very well, and there's no question in terms of his athletic ability to play. It's just a matter of putting some things together, and he had a great series.
Yeah, I liked watching him play it because they asked even Steve Kerr afterwards, what he thought about Andrew's play, and he said, well, nothing really surprises. The one thing he did do better than what he's done all season long is rebound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got on the glass, and he's a really good defender. And so, he has many, many aspects of his game. So,
and now he says he won't have an excuse. an expectation
right.
for next season.
That's
You showed me. You can rebound. Now we need you to rebound.
Yep, there's no doubt he can do it.
I thought one of the great tweets that I saw this morning, though, Golden State getting back to San Francisco after being in Boston the night before, and Steve Kerr's out there on the tarmac talking to the media and goes, I'll be honest,
I'm hungover.
Had a great time last night. Great celebration.
Rightfully so. You know, hey, you just won a championship. Go enjoy it. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
So the congratulations to Golden State. Stanley Cup Final Game 2 tonight. Colorado hosting Tampa Bay. Colorado won the first of that. And also, real quickly, the Chiefs announcing there that they'll be returning to St. Joe, Missouri for training camp that begins on July the 27th. That practice will not be open. In fact, there are about only three practices that won't be open to the general public, both of them basically because they're for season ticket holders only. And everything will be free, but there will be a $5 admission fee on three of those practices, Friday, July 29th, Saturday the 30th, and Sunday, August the 7th. Missouri Western charging a $5 admission fee on those particular days, but everything else is free. But you need to get your tickets in advance, and you can do that at chiefs.com/training camp. But they won't be available until I think it's the 21st is when they go on sale. So, and we'll remind people when that happens that, hey, you can start getting your – if you want to go to training camp this year for the Chiefs, get them. You can go online and order your tickets now. You can get those in advance. So a lot of things going on as the Chiefs wrapped up their mandatory mini camp this past week, and everybody seems to be pretty excited about what the Chiefs will be putting on the field in 2022.
And justifiably so. I think it's, you know, of course the offense will look a little bit different, but I think they're going to be really good. I don't think there's much question about that.
And if you're inclined to and you don't want to get outside, the U.S. Open will continue today. Colin Morikawa and Joel Damon are in first place at 5-under par going into today's play.
And unfortunately, after a great first round, Gary Woodland, not so good round two.
No, he was 3-over yesterday. He's 2-over for the tournament, so he's looking for a bounce back day.
Yes, he is. Hopefully he'll get it today.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We did go a little bit longer.
Yeah,
that happens.
Not the first.
Again, congratulations to Cam Geitz, who was our KVOE Emporia High Male Student Athlete of the Year. He joined us this morning. Also, thanks to Curtis Simons for joining us, and we wish him much success during his retirement and thank him for his years of service as a coach, teacher, and administrator at Emporia High and Hartford High School and, of course, out at Hoisington for all that he's done during his career. We say thank you to him appropriately on what is National Teachers Hall of Fame Induction Weekend as we recognize all those who are in town for that and congratulate those who have been selected for the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Job well done. For Tim Miller, I'm Greg Ray. We'll see you next Saturday for another edition of Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongpineAuto.com.
96.9 FM.